episode 200, Flowers and Fairy Tales and Enchanted Earth Ecological Landscapes. Say that 20 times fast. I dare you. I dare you, Jason. I dare you to say that. But anyways, it is, you know, the springtime. We've had a chance to recuperate from the dreaded tax day 2024. And for those of us who live here in the Pittsburgh area, we've had torrential downpours for a few weeks. And now that we're getting past all that, it's time to start thinking about the more fun parts of spring. And by fun parts, we mean the sunshine, the warmer weather, picnics, pool parties. And for those of you who enjoy it, working out in the garden and or on the landscaping around your home. But for those of you who are like Jason and myself as well, who don't like work in the garden, we have a very special guest for you to meet today. Today, we welcome back to the podcast Jamie DeCenci, owner of Flowers and Fairy Tales and Enchanted Earth Ecological Landscapes, to talk about what services they can provide to you when it comes to all your flower and landscaping needs that you have in your life and around your home. My name is Lou Lombardi. And Jason Wilcox is your real estate expert with our special guest, Jamie DeCenci. Guys, welcome.
Hello.
Welcome. How are you, Lou?
I'm dealing with it. I'm dealing with some shaky computer stuff, but we're gonna power through. It's gonna work. We're gonna make it happen.
I was gonna say, given the last couple of days, if you've survived tax day, and if you've survived the dreaded rains that we've gotten, I mean, dear Lord, I have, in all seriousness, I have some friends that are under like 4 or 5 feet of water in their basement right now. It is just crazy what we've experienced the last couple of days. We will work through, what did you call them, Lou? The spinsies?
The spinnies.
That's what you're dealing with right now?
Yeah, spinsies on the computer.
Yeah. Yeah. We're working through the spinsies on the computer. We will make it through. We will persevere. We will survive. So in all seriousness to everyone listening, we hope you survive the dreaded tax day of 2024. Unless you got an extension, in which case, have fun, because you'll basically procrastinate to October 15th, and then you'll just get to do the same thing again in 6 months.
Yeah, me.
Oh, you extension. Both. Oh, you both pointing me like
boy.
I was like
extension.
No,
boy.
We're pointing to ourselves.
Oh, okay. I was like, I'm sitting here like just talking, and both of you are like pointing. I'm like, what's going on? So yeah. So
Jason's checking his microphone. He's like thinking.
I'm like,
no,
sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
meanwhile, everyone listening is just gonna be like, what the hell just happened? It just stopped. So in my defense, I technically did but didn't survive because I did get my stuff submitted, but I still had to be put on extension because I turned it in like last Thursday or something. So they have it and it's in their folder, but it's definitely going to be delayed and put on extension. So I will point to myself as well to say that I am in that as well. And in all seriousness, we really hope that you're all doing well. I had several friends that were really affected by the rains that we got hit with the last week and a half or so. So hopefully you are all doing well. It's just terrible. I actually have one or two people that I know that were actually displaced. Couple people, especially in some of the lower parts of the suburbs of Pittsburgh that really got hit with water. A couple of people I know that got 4 or 5 feet of water in the basement. So hope mm-hmm. you're all doing well with that as well. And hopefully you didn't get too hard. But the tax day is gone. The weather has turned around. We got sunshine and 80 degree weather. And so it is starting to talk all things spring. And if you know anything about me when it comes to spring, when it comes to landscaping, when it comes to anything, home improvement around the house, I am not your guy. And so today we have the girl that we are going to talk to Jamie DeCenci, who is the girl you need to talk to when it comes to flowers, when it comes to landscaping, when it comes to anything that you need in terms of the beautification of the exterior of the home. She is your girl. So, Jamie, we are so excited to have you back on. How are you doing today?
I am doing well. You know, crazy, hectic. We're yep. building up towards Mother's Day, and the landscape season is also in full swing. So, you know, busy.
yes. But it's kind of one of those ones where it's like, you wouldn't have it any other way. Cause if you're not busy this time of year, that's a problem. It's the same with us in real estate. It's the spring real estate market. I remember complaining a couple of weeks ago to my mentor about just how everything was crazy. He goes, dude, it's March in real estate. That's what you want. Cause yeah. if you don't have yes. that, then you're not going to be busy in the slow times mm-hmm. and you're really going to be hurting. So it's a mm-hmm. good problem to have. So, well, we are so excited to have you back on the podcast. It has been a minute. I forgot to look. When was the last time we had you on the podcast? It was a while ago.
I think it was 2021. Maybe.
Yeah, I was about to
Wow.
say it was at least 2022 to my recollection, maybe even 2021. So it has been a minute, but we're so excited to have you back on. You're going to be talking about two of your different businesses today, which is Flowers and Fairy Tales, as well as Enchanted Earth Ecological Landscapes. Those are two different companies. That's why I tried to put the and symbol for Flowers and Fairy Tales in the title, and then write out the actual and for Enchanted Earth Ecological Landscapes to show that those are two different companies. So hopefully that'll make more sense as we talk through the episode today. But first, since it has been so long since you've been on, one of the first things that I always like to have every guest do is introduce themselves and tell a little bit about themselves, especially for the newer listeners that maybe didn't catch your first episode that you were on. So, Miss
Okay.
DeCenzi, will you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I am a wife, a mom, a business owner. I live in Brentwood, and our businesses are located in Brentwood as well. Jason was kind enough to help us find a house a few years ago. That's how we started this journey with him.
I was
And
about to say, I know exactly where you live, and that was going to sound really creepy, except for the fact that I am in real estate and I sold your house, so it's not
you
that
were my
creepy.
agent, and we went to 38. That was house number 36 of 38.
Yep,
So
I remember
we'll
that.
never forget that journey. But it's been great, and we love where we are, and we're excited to have the businesses going, and being really active in the community is super important to us.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And I'm so glad you guys are doing well. I'm so glad you guys are loving the house. It's funny. Our sales manager was telling us about the first time he ever followed up with a client to see how the house was going. And he called and they're like, "It's terrible. And this went wrong and that went wrong." And
Oh,
this, and
geez.
so he's like, ever since then, I was always slightly panicked to follow up with clients because he's like, I just was so worried that it was going to be just be this downpour of just negative information and energy. And he said it was the only time it ever happened. The first time was the only time he got negative responses about the house. For me, I think it's only happened maybe once that I've had some negative response, but it's usually always positive and just makes me so happy to hear that everything's going well, that you're loving where you're at, you're loving the location, you're loving the community. That just makes me so happy because it just makes it tells me that it was worth every bit of seeing every one of those 38 houses so that we know that we got you into the right house, the right fit, the right community, with also, as a side note, a really big backyard, which I'm sure you've been doing a lot of fun landscaping with since you purchased the
It's a
house.
work in progress, one
Yes.
section at a time, and each year we
Yes.
do a little bit more.
Oh, that's awesome. I love it. I love it. And so that's what we're here to talk about today. We're here to talk about the two new businesses that you have. So we're going to break this up into basically two different sections of the podcast. So for the first half, we wanted to focus on the flowers and fairy tales. So before we kind of dive into the nuts and bolts of how the business is run, just tell us a little bit about flowers and fairy tales. How did it come about? How did you come up with the name? Just give us a little bit of background on the history of flowers and fairy tales.
The official answer here is that Flowers and Fairy Tales is a retail florist or flower shop located in Brentwood near the Brentwood Town Square. The more meaningful or truest answer is that Flowers and Fairy Tales is my dream come true. Brought to life through the love, support, and encouragement of my closest family and friends, since I graduated from floral school nearly 25 years ago, dating myself a little bit here, it had been my dream to one day have a shop of my own that I could operate with my family. Life often gets in the way, and we put our loftier dreams aside. And that's exactly what happened with this one. Until summer of 2023, when my family said, "That's enough with everything else," and it was time to go for it. And we did. We opened in November, and there are days when I still pinch myself to make sure that it's real. The name itself, Flowers and Fairy Tales, was chosen by my 12-year-old daughter, Ashlyn.
I was just about to say, I was hoping that you would mention how it was named because I love the name. Now, did Ashlyn tell you how she came up with the name or?
I had been sending out, text messages and writing down lists and everything to my mom, my dad, my mother-in-law, and going over them with Vincent and Ashlyn over and over again. And we had narrowed it down, and I just couldn't make a decision. And Ashlyn said, "Mom, it's Flowers and Fairy Tales." And Vince said, "Yes, it is."
Cool.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I love how simple it is. And it's also kind of funny because I love how we as adults can rack our brains for hours and hours and hours and hours upon end to try to come up with a name. And all it takes is a 12-year-old to have that moment of creativity where it takes them like 6 seconds and then they go back to doing whatever it is they're doing. You're like, damn it, that was so good. And it's like, why couldn't I thought of it myself? But yeah, that is great. I love it. And I think it's a perfect name. And I think it explains everything right in the title. It really, really does. So let's get into a little bit of the nuts and bolts. I think you've kind of already hinted at it, but just remind people again, where are you located?
So we are located on the corner of DeWalt and Brownsville Road in Brentwood, directly across from the John F. Slater Funeral Home, and just a little bit up the street from the Brentwood Town Center.
Now that part of town is always interesting. How does parking work for your store? Because I know there's not a whole lot of parking in that area.
There is street parking. And there is some public parking that is along DeWalt, be the on that side of the building. So
Okay.
there's metered parking, and then behind there, back beyond that, there are some public areas where people can park. I think sometimes people park in the town center parking lot, and they walk up. People find a way to come in, and there's a lot of
Yes.
we get a lot of walking traffic too, where people are
Yeah.
walking out walking, especially on nice days, and they stop in and see us.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So since there's metered parking, that means you could potentially have to parallel park.
Yes, but the spaces are very big.
Okay. Because
Jason's, you're too funny.
me and parallel parking are not always BFFs.
Don't you have
So,
a car with
and
a
I
camera? Doesn't your vehicle have a camera?
what's Yeah, I do. I
Come
do.
on, come on.
It's that's not what kills me. What kills me is I either always pull up way too far or I never pull up far enough. So as I'm backing in, I don't have the right angle to then kick it in. I'm either like up on the curb or I'm like 3 feet from the curb. So, and I live in Canonsburg, which is more rural, so we don't have to parallel park. I have my big driveway. And that's how I park. That's how I park. That's how I roll. So, all right. Anyways, I digress on that. Okay, so what are your hours of operation?
We are open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and most Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. These hours have been slightly modified over the last month or so, though, as I've been recovering from surgery, but we're expecting to be back to full hours very soon. And even if our lobby isn't open, we are always still available via phone, via the contact form on our website, via email, and we respond fairly quickly.
Gotcha. Now, when you say most Saturdays, is that just kind of on a week to week basis if you have things going on? Is there a way to find out ahead of time if you're open on a Saturday?
Give us a call.
Okay.
Give us a call.
Okay.
Every once in a while, if there's some sort of family event or something else going on, I may change the hours up a little bit on Saturday, but
Gotcha.
we have a presence here during on Saturdays at some point in time. Sometimes I
Gotcha.
just come in and do the orders, and then I get the orders out. If for some reason I don't have a driver that day,
Yeah.
I'll come in and do the orders, and then I'll take the orders out myself and deliver them.
Okay, got it.
At
Got
that
it.
point, if I'm out delivering, I can't be in the lobby.
Yeah.
So,
Yep.
right.
You mean you haven't cloned yourself yet? You haven't made that happen?
Well, unless you count Ashlyn, no.
It's a start. It's a start. Okay. So let's dive into a little bit about what services that you offer, because obviously you're a flower shop, and so that's kind of open-ended as far as what you can purchase in store versus what you can, have delivered to you versus, whether you're looking something for just personal around the house or maybe a personal event like Mother's Day, or if you have something like a wedding or a funeral. So talk a little bit about what services you do offer.
We offer a wide selection of fresh flower arrangements for everyday occasions, such as your birthdays, anniversaries, new babies, just because. Thank you, congratulations, all of the above.
I effed
We
up.
also,
Do you have an I effed up special?
around Valentine's Day, I had one or two of those that went out for sure. We also offer a variety of options for sympathy, wedding, and event flowers. Plants, both green and blooming, greeting cards, candles, assorted plush, and gift items are also available in our lobby. We're very client focused, and we are always willing to take the time to make sure that the people trusting us with their important moments, because that's really what flowers are, right? They're there when you're grieving, they're there when you're happy. They're there at your brightest moments, and they're there at your darkest. And we take that job very seriously. And it's very important to us that the people that do trust us to do these things for them are truly happy with the service that we're providing.
Awesome. Now, what is your lead time for these different events? It kind of made me chuckle a little bit because it's funny, but not funny at the same time. I thought about like what type of lead time, and when it comes to funerals, it's like, I'm sorry, I need a week and a half lead time. Can you die in a week? Because I realize that you can't control. You can't control certain things that happen, like somebody's passing, but certain things like weddings and birthdays, those things are a little bit more within your control. So, what are your lead times for the different events that are out there? Or, like, Mother's Day hasn't changed in for forever. So, just because you forgot, Dad, doesn't mean that Mother's Day hasn't changed. So, what are your different lead times?
So, in terms of lead times, it really depends on the event in question. For weddings, for example, we've done everything from a bouquet and boutonniere package the morning of an elopement to planning months in advance over every detail for a large wedding party with a bride. For things like sympathy arrangements, as you were saying, you can't control that at all. We most often do same day or service daytime dependent delivery. So if someone knows that the service is, if it's Tuesday and someone knows that the service is Thursday, they can call in, place an order through our website, contact us in any of those ways that are available, and we will make sure that it gets there based on the service times and that the funeral home has posted.
Gotcha.
We work closely with a lot of the funeral homes in the area. If we ever have questions, we call about their policies, we call them just to make sure that we are doing everything we can to make sure that those flowers are getting there in time for those services. When it comes to other events, both large and small, we're incredibly flexible and willing to work with our clients to meet their deadlines. So you may have a dinner party, you may have a surprise birthday party. We will work with anyone to meet those deadlines. And sometimes we have to order flowers for things, and we're really upfront about the time that that's going to take.
Gotcha. Yeah, because obviously, I guess where my thought goes is, for a funeral, that's one thing. If you're putting like a basket, or a bouquet of flowers together for a funeral, that's one situation, and you may have certain things in stock that you can handle. But if it's a wedding and you've got, 20, table placements plus this, that, and everything else, that's a little different, and that's going to require an additional supply, and so you need time to order that ahead of time. So.
It does. And we have a fantastic relationship with our wholesaler, which is Pennock Wholesale. They're down in the Strip District.
Okay.
And they are incredibly responsive. They're very knowledgeable about their products, and they
Awesome.
are always available for, we do rush orders sometimes. If we get an order for a funeral and I don't necessarily have everything I need here and we need it for tomorrow, Mo 9 times out of 10, we're going to be able to get those flowers before that arrangement needs to be at the funeral home.
Oh, nice.
That's all due to such a great relationship that we have with Pennock.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Do you deliver? And you kind of hinted this already,
We
but
do. We do. We deliver to over 50 zip codes in the city of Pittsburgh and surrounding areas. We offer same day delivery on orders we receive before 1 p.m. Monday through Friday and before noon on Saturdays. So for same day delivery, you got to get your order in by 1 p.m. during the week and by noon on Saturday. It's
Do we really have over 50 zip codes in this area? That sounds like a lot.
actually more than that.
Oh, really? I should know this as a realtor. I really should, but I just when I actually thought about it, I'm like, yeah, I guess we would have over
Yeah, wow.
50 zip codes in this area. So that's fascinating. I like that. And of course, I have to ask with Mother's Day coming up, Dads, I'll repeat that. Mother's Day is coming up.
Mother's Day.
Mother's Day, wedding season, graduations, Memorial Day. Are you offering any specials?
Yes. So for Mother's Day, we will be offering 15% off orders placed through our website between April 22nd and May 10th, as well as a series of special offers on gift items, greeting cards, and plants in the shop. We are also excited to be offering the first round of our flower bouquet subscription packages, starting for Mother's Day orders.
Okay.
For wedding season, we are currently booking consultations and looking forward to working with local brides. Our wedding sympathy and event consultations are always free. We do not charge for you to come in and
Oh,
sit down
awesome.
and talk to us about your event. For graduation and dances like prom that are coming up, we will have a series of ongoing promotional discounts available, especially for those early birds who pre-order a few weeks out from the event. With Mother's Day and several area proms falling on the same weekend this year, we are working hard to provide pre-order opportunities to make sure we can help as many people as possible. Our social media, our Facebook page, is always a great place to follow along with what's new and exciting at the shop and see any promotions as they're announced.
I love
We
it.
are also having an open house event Memorial Day weekend. It's Saturday, the 25th of May.
Awesome. I'm trying to think. So I know that the Brentwood area on Brownsville Road does a big 4th of July parade. Do they do a big Memorial Day parade too?
I don't think that they do a big Memorial Day parade.
I can't remember. All I know is that the 4th of July was like over 3 miles
It's
long, and it
huge.
was yeah, it was nuts to have to march. That will you be open on the 4th of July since the parade's going to be going on? Nice,
Absolutely,
nice.
absolutely. And the Brentwood does taking it to the streets events where they have live music
Oh, sweet.
throughout the summer.
Yeah.
And those are set up right down the street from the shop. So we will have a booth available and we will also be in the crowd talking to people and things like that during those events.
Oh, that's awesome. Now I got that song stuck in my head. Taking it to the streets. Lou, who sang that song?
Doobie
That's an
Brothers.
oldie. Is that the Doobie Brothers?
Yep.
Oh, don't tell my dad that. I should have known that song. Oh, he's gonna get mad at me for not knowing that one. So awesome. Awesome. With that said, before we jump to Enchanted Earth Ecological Landscapes, is there anything else we need to talk about with flowers and fairy tales?
Not that I can think of.
Awesome. Yeah.
I think we covered a good bit, a lot about what we are and who we are. And this is our family, and we have a wonderful crew and a group of people that have come together that make all of this happen every day.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Go check out their website. Go check them out in person. Call, email if you need anything. Go get that I effed up package. It's beautiful. I'm sure I'll be needing it at some point in the next month or so because I'm sure I'll do something stupid. So I'll be reaching out to Jamie to get that when that time comes. All
That's
right.
fine. Give me a call.
Yeah. You'll get it at 2 in the morning. Jamie, I effed up. I need something. I'll be
Yeah,
in
and
the
the
morning.
response will be in the morning,
In
Jason.
the morning, 2 a.m. is technically the morning. It's just really early. So shifting gears now to the other company that you have, Enchanted Earth Ecological Landscapes. Can you tell us a little bit about that business?
Sure. Enchanted Earth Ecological Landscapes is also a family-owned and operated business. We believe in helping clients embrace environmental stewardship in their outdoor living spaces and are dedicated to providing high quality and sustainable landscaping services. We adhere to the NOFA guidelines of sustainable land care and ecological gardening practices, as I have been accredited in sustainable land care through Phipps Conservatory since 2021. We have a fantastic team filled with certified landscape designers and incredibly skilled field staff that is dedicated to delivering professional service, and we care deeply about things like community outreach and education.
I love it. I love it. That's awesome. So, when it comes to the outdoor landscaping, what services do you offer?
We offer landscape design, installation, maintenance, lawn care, and coaching services.
Now, when you say lawn care, you do not mow lawns, correct?
We do, actually.
Oh, you do. Okay. So that is good to know. So let's focus on that for just a split second because that seems to be very popular with the with. The lawn care. If somebody wants, do you do one-offs or do you do weekly mows or both?
Both.
Both. Okay. If somebody wants the weekly mowing services, I'm assuming that probably that's going to be priced based on the size of the lot. You know, a
It is.
residential lot is different than 3
I know.
acres. So would they just reach out to you to have a consultation and talk about like, you know, what they're looking for, if it's going to be, you know, every week, every other week, that kind of thing?
Yes, and the best ways to reach us are either through the contact form on our website, which is enchantedearth.net,
Okay.
which is www.enchantedearth.net. There is a contact form there. You send that. I get an email as soon as that form comes across, and we respond within 24 hours.
Awesome. I was about to say you were already one of my best friends in the business. Now you might just become another best friend of mine because the fact that you do Lano is awesome. I just to not to flip this on me for 30 seconds, what I see a lot in my business, I'm actually dealing with it right now. I have a house that's getting ready to close in South Fayette. And what it is, it's a relocation deal, which basically means the seller is selling the house because they got relocated for work. So they actually sold the rights to sell the house to the relocation company so that they could go move and start the next chapter of their lives. So the relocation company currently is taking responsibility of the house. They've agreed to do, I think, two mows on the property because there's about a 3 week period before the house closes. But then my clients are like, well, we're not moving in right away because we got some things we need to take care of. So we need a lawnmower for a couple of mows just to kind of keep the upkeep because it's a really nice house and it's in the neighborhood that if you don't cut your grass, you will get angry phone calls. And
Okay.
it's hard to find people who offer that. So that's so exciting that you offer that. So anyways, I digress. Okay. So for this service, what areas do you service? Are you servicing over 50 zip codes like the flowers that
City of
apparently I didn't
Pittsburgh.
realize? What's that?
City of Pittsburgh and surrounding areas.
Okay.
We are currently, we have clients right now in Mount Lebanon. We have clients in Squirrel Hill. We have clients out near Etna. We have client. We're kind of all over the place, and we're pretty much willing to go a good distance.
Gotcha.
I don't necessarily want to drive to Erie, but
For I hate to say it, for the right price though. I mean, if somebody wants a, $50,000 install, we might have to talk. So, So, but no, that definitely makes sense. So, and like we've been saying from all along, if you have any questions, because here's the thing, what I would want to stress to people is that because all of these services are so highly individualized, you just have to sit down and have a conversation to see what makes the most sense and what's going to work for you guys, what's going to work for the client, like, just making sure it's a win-win for everyone. So,
And
okay.
we do not charge for consultations.
That's
So,
awesome. Yeah, and that actually leads me into my next question, which is what makes your company different than the competition? Because there's a ton of landscaping companies out there. So that might,
there's a lot, and there's a lot of great ones out there.
yeah.
So, at Enchanted Earth Ecological Landscapes, we are committed to using sustainable and ecological land care methods in all of our services. We have the expertise and knowledge to ensure that your landscape is not only beautiful, but also environmentally friendly. We believe in empowering our clients to take an active role in their landscape care. That's why we offer things like our coaching services to help you develop the knowledge and skills you need to maintain a beautiful and healthy landscape. From plant selection to pruning techniques, we are here to help you become a landscape expert.
And then the last question I have is, and this is kind of a vague, open-ended question, so I apologize. It's also what I get for writing this up at 2 in the morning. With it being spring, and obviously, like we talked about, the height of your busy season, what lead time can customers expect with your services? And when I wrote this question, I was specifically thinking if somebody wants a little bit more in detailed, landscaping design, if it's more than just a lawn mowing and, throwing, bed of mulch, down in, fresh mulch in a bed somewhere, if it's something a little more in detailed, what can they expect or in terms of a lead time?
Where we respond to inquiries made through our website, email, or phone within 24 hours and schedule an in-person consultation for a date within 7 days of that initial contact as agreed upon with the homeowner based on their schedule and hours. Within 7 to 10 days of that consultation, we present the design to the homeowner, review any questions or changes they may request, and then go over the finer points of things like cost breakdown and work execution timing and scheduling. So we are from start to finish within 14 days.
Gotcha. That now,
Within.
now that that doesn't include the install, correct?
No,
That's cool.
that doesn't include the
Yeah.
install, but we get our goal is to be responsive and to get back to people within 24 hours, get out, get to see them, walk through their space with them, find out exactly what they're looking for. And then we take all of that information back and we sit down and we design. And then within 7 days of that initial meeting, I'm calling and scheduling that follow-up to say, hey, let's go over everything. Let's see if there's anything. Let's make sure that I understood everything that you really want to be in your space. Let's make sure there's nothing that has changed. You didn't see anything else that you kind of want to add on or
Yeah.
you don't want. And we kind of discuss everything. And then we If everyone's ready to move forward, then we get people on the calendar, and
Gotcha.
we are moving through pretty quickly this season, and
Gotcha.
it's great.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And then again, obviously, certain lead times will be longer because if you're, like I said, if you're doing just, a small bed in the front yard or something like that, that's different than if you're trying to, do some type of design that's going to be over an acre and a half, and involves multiple flower beds and things like that. So obviously, those lead times are going to be different depending on what the actual job calls for. So, yep. Awesome. Awesome. Well, this has all been great information. Anything else with Enchanted Earth Ecological Landscapes that we didn't cover?
Not that I can immediately think of. I think I talked about the website. It's
Yes.
www.enchantedearth.net. And our phone number for both businesses is actually the same. It's 412-428-0080. And the website for Flowers and Fairy Tales is www.flowersfairytales.com.
Yeah, I have the Flowers Fairy Tales one in the show notes. We'll have to get the Enchanted Landscapes one, the Enchanted Earth Ecological Landscapes one afterwards to make sure we'll make sure we have both those in the show notes by the time this actually airs. And I do have that phone number, so that's good. So, well, with that said, I think that was kind of your final thoughts. Any other final thoughts that you have before I send it back to Lou to wrap it up?
No, not that I can think of. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. My final thought is this. Jamie and her crew are awesome. They do amazing work. And when I found out that she opened up these two businesses, I couldn't have been more excited and more happy for her. Like I said, she's just an awesome person and she has an awesome family and she deserves every bit of the success she's had so far and will continue to have. So I will tell you anything you need in terms of flower arrangements, small or large, anything that you need in terms of landscaping, design and concepts and installation, small or large, reach out to her. They will absolutely take care of you. It'll be high quality service and you will be extremely grateful you did so. So look no further. Make sure you reach out to her and her and her crew will absolutely take care of you. So thank you so much, Jamie, for coming on. It was a privilege and a pleasure having you on as always. And with that said, Lou, I will turn it back over to you to wrap up the episode.
All right. Great job, Jamie. It was good seeing you again, and it's really exciting to see your new ventures. They sound really cool, and hopefully we here at the Really Real Real Estate Podcast can be a little part of your growth. Don't forget when this comes out to share the podcast so like everybody gets to know
Absolutely.
how awesome you are and what a great job you do. Guys, thank you so much for hanging out with us today. Thank you, Jamie. Thank you, Jason. And we will catch everybody on the next Really Real Real Estate Podcast.